Coming up, we're going to talk about a couple more Halloween Horror Nights updates. I know what you're saying. Didn't we already beat this to death? No, we didn't. So we're going to give you those. And then also, we're going to give you a Harry Potter update as well, too. From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Universal Edition of The Diz Unplugged. This is episode 190 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams. Today, I'm joined alongside by my co-host, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Halloween. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Mm-hmm. I switched to the wrong camera.
Wait a minute. Yeah. There was two. I like how you can have a conversation with yourself now. Do it again. Like,
hey, Greg, how are you doing today? I'm not doing bad. How are you? But the light levels are both radically different.
Yes,
on them,
they sure are.
These ones are more. This one you and I have is more romantic. This is not playing well at all for audio, so I apologize out there. Basically, just make a mistake. I'm taking my finger off that other button, so that's not going to happen again. We have a fun episode for you here. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween Horror Nights. We're going to talk a little bit about Harry Potter, and that is about it. But, we're also going to take you into the parks. Yeah, that's going to happen a little bit later on, but we're going to start by talking about some of the little bit of an update since the last time that we've recorded a show. So I'm going to start with the Halloween Horror Night stuff, since that's where I first announced it, and we'll just do that, shall we? We shall. It's gonna happen. So the first thing I want to talk about it is Halloween Horror Nights advertised on the official blog for Universal, their terror trivia that will be available through the official Universal Orlando app. So basically, terror trivia allows guests to compete against each other in 11 horror-packed levels. The trivia surrounds this year's 10 haunted houses and includes a bonus history rewind level for diehard fans. So you know who you are if you're one of them. The level quizzes players on previous event years, haunted houses, event icons, scare zones, and more for that hard one. But basically, yeah, this is just going to be a way to kind of pass the time in line while you're at Halloween Horror Nights. So,
not a bad idea.
No, not at all. They had the trivia with Fast and Furious Supercharged. So trivia is always good. Disney, on their side of things, added the Play Disney Parks app that includes not only interactive games, but also trivia as well, too. So trivia in line, I feel like, is a way to keep you engaged with the people you're with while you're still able to use your phone, because, let's be honest, everyone feels like they need to use their phone constantly, even if it's just scrolling, not paying attention. They're still doing that, but it serves many purposes. It keeps you involved. So I like that. So the goal, according to the official Universal blog, is to become one of the top 20 scores for the night, and you'll get your scream name.
Oh, the words. Yeah,
you'll get it up on the leaderboards live throughout the entire event. So basically, on the app, you're going to tap any of the 10 haunted houses in the event section to access terror trivia. So, you know, if you see the house, click on it. You'll see a little button for terror trivia, and then you enter your scream name, and you get ready to play. And so as you enter the queue of each house, the house's level will automatically unlock, and you'll know you're able to play when there's going to be a bell in the corner that'll give you the unlock notification. And the history rewind one I mentioned, that will just kind of happen randomly throughout the night. So the faster you answer questions, the more points you'll get. And it's going to be about as random as you can possibly get, unless you're one of those diehards, because it's just, there's 350 plus questions all coming at you randomly. And if you don't do well on a level, you want to try to increase your score. You're also able to restart each individual level to try again. So they're letting you know up front that for the houses based on movies and TV shows, you're probably going to be lucky in that you might be able to answer the questions without going in the houses. But of course, for the original concepts that they've worked on, so the Slaughter Cinemas, the Dead Exposure, you're going to have to go through the house and in order to answer the questions based on that. And that means for someone like Rhino, you're going to have to be able to keep your eyes open.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Okay, well,
that's tough.
You know what, buddy? We'll play as a team. Two of us together. Okay. We'll make it happen.
Okay.
So I'll keep my eyes open. You can use your phone and let that die throughout the night. But yeah, I think it's a very cool thing to have. So I will probably, honestly, I'm not going to use it the first night because I'll be there covering it as media. So maybe the second night that I go, I'll test around with it. I'm going to also be realistic and say that I will probably not play it again after the very first time because I have not opened up the Disney Parks Play app since the very first time that I downloaded that in order to use it. But I think there's definitely a demographic out there. I have friends who are obsessed with using these interactive games while they're in the line. So what's good for them is, I guess, good for the world overall. But that is that bit. And then also they released a little bit of a look at some of the merchandise that will be available at this year's event.
I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, I know you are. So a lot of it is that it will be Stranger Things, Stranger Things, Stranger Things.
But exclusively designed Stranger Things merchandise.
Oh, and also, just in case you didn't know, they will also have Stranger Things merchandise as well, too. So a whole list of things that you can find. Sweatshirts, phone cases, mugs, pins.
I'm excited t-shirts. For the sweatshirt, the red and black sweatshirt, myself.
Yeah, it's well, describe it, please.
It's red and black. It's black, red sleeves, black chest. It says Stranger Things. It's got the logo, like on the show, which is red. And then on the back, it's got the big old giant open mouth Demogorgon with the kids on the bikes underneath, and it says Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights 2018.
Yeah, that one kind of makes me throw up in my mouth when I see it. I do not find the Demogorgon appealing. I know that's part of its character, but it makes me feel sick to my stomach looking at it. It's, you know, I guess we finally found it. Some people, they're like the ones who can't look at bumps and like close up things and they start feeling ill. Apparently mine's the Demogorgon. I see the Demogorgon, I just start.
Well, he's on all the merch. He's on the main the We Know What Scare You t-shirts and everything too.
I just said to you before the show, I am not happy about that. I get that Stranger Things is the marquee part of this year, but for me, buying merch, I don't like Stranger Things enough to want it on any merchandise. And I know I'm probably in the minority with that one, but I don't need 11 all over everything that I buy from HHN. I don't need the Demogorgon. Like, the one thing that I could maybe be swayed on a little bit is they have the one shirt where Eleven has her hand out and Psychic and the kids are on the bike, and then they have the upside down, the Universal Arch in the upside down with the Demogorgon on that. I like that. I would probably buy that as a poster, but not as a shirt or anything or a cup. So I'm disappointed that in the main icons shirt that it's still so heavily. I mean, it's you in the main shirt alone, you have Sam from Trick or Treat, you have Michael Myers, you have the TV from Poltergeist, and then you have Eleven, the Demogorgon, and the kids on the bike. So right there in the one shirt that is supposed to be showing off all these icons and stuff, it is the majority of it is Stranger Things right there. So for me, it's just a little bit too much, but you know what? I hope that they do well in selling a lot of the Stranger Things merch. I like the annual pass holder exclusive shirt with the pumpkin. Disgusting pumpkin, but I like pumpkins. It's Halloween-ish. So
I just came across this thing while we were talking about Halloween Horror Nights. So do you remember? Well, of course you do. Last year, if you were an annual pass holder, you could stay in the park and they would let you in.
to houses early. There's like a pre-register event for that this year.
That's everyone. Anyone who has a daytime admission.
Yeah.
And as well as Halloween Horror Nights can take advantage of Stay and Scream.
Yeah.
That's always, not just annual pass holders.
What is this one then that's on their website now that's early access for pass holders?
They do that they've done it for the past 2 or 3 years now at least, if not longer than that. Back when I wasn't an annual pass holder and I was an employee, I didn't have to worry about that. So I genuinely don't know how long it's been going on. But usually for the first 2 weekends of the event on Friday and Saturday night, they have the annual pass holder exclusive one. So it's separate from the premier pass one. So if you're an annual pass holder and you have HHN access, you can register to do the Stay and Scream in the one exclusive area. And what are the houses for that this year?
It's Dead Exposure, Pace and Zero, Slaughter Cinema, and The Horrors of Blumhouse.
Yeah. So that's what corral you're going to be in, is for those three houses. And it'll be exclusively for annual pass holders. So if you're not getting HHN admission, but you are the premier pass holder, luckily enough, you can use your premier ticket for one of these nights if you want to add that on too. But that makes no sense for me. It's good for people who just
a fake. So it's like a fake out, we're having this event, but really we do this event every time anyway. Yeah,
it's kind of it's a way to make it feel exclusive. So along with this year, it already filled up, but they were doing also a Q&A with some of the people behind Horror Nights too.
Yeah.
So that was another cool aspect of it. But if you're an annual pass holder and you have your frequent fear pass too, for whichever one you buy, I mean, just every single time you come to the event, you can take advantage of the Stay and Scream. So, but on those select nights, the first 2 weekends on Friday and Saturday, in that one scare zone, you had to register for it, and it will be all annual pass holders. I did it at least once, I think, maybe 2 years ago. I don't think I bothered with it last year, because 2 years ago, it was just flat out insane.
Yeah,
busier than any other Stay and Scream. So I'll have to see if I bother with it this year. But just know it is it's an option there too. So that kind of wraps up the Halloween Horror Nights updates that we have for you. Just filling you in on all those details, and then of course it started in September. I believe it was September 2nd. It is back to Hogwarts time here at in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and part of what they are doing to celebrate for the entire month of September, which of course we're already into September, so as of right now you can do this, but you can go and you can take part in a fun little scavenger hunt throughout the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. So,
but you don't win anything.
No. You pick up your map in either the Wiseacres Wizarding Equipment inside Diagon Alley or the Universal Studios store at USF. Or then if you're over at IOA, you can go into Filch's, which is at the exit of Forbidden Journey, or the Islands of Adventure Trading Company at the front of the park. And you can get your map, but the entire scavenger hunt does take place on Twitter. So you have to have your Twitter on your phone in order to really do this. And you want the park to park ticket, of course, with this too, so that way you can get the full entire experience out of it. But yeah, it's Universal took a lot of time into putting details into these maps, so you can see the maps if you're watching this right now up on the screen. If not, they're of course on the official Universal Orlando blog as well too. But it's just, if you love dealing with everything Harry Potter when you're coming to Universal, this is a new way for you to add that on and add to your time at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter if you're coming in September, as I said. So I think that's it's a pretty cool thing that they're doing with that. I haven't had the chance to try it out yet, so hopefully I'll be going soon so I can do so. But Yeah, I'll probably have more to say once I actually get to do it, but just want to make people aware before it's gone forever and then you can't deal with it anymore.
That's a good for like annual pass holder for sure. Somebody that goes repeatedly that can be like, oh, this is fun for everybody, but I'm just saying like I like the idea that it also is like, how do we look at the park in a new perspective when we go so often?
Hey, that's how I feel too. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, that is it for our studio portion of the show. So we are going to go ahead and take you into the parks for a little fun. So here we go. We have made it to Universal Orlando, just like we told you. Well, if you're listening to this, it might be harder to guess where we are. If you're watching this, I'm guessing that you'll probably be able to figure out our exact location right now, but for those of you out there who are still confused, Rhino, why don't you let them know?
We are in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Diagon Alley.
Yes.
That's Diagon Alley, not diagonally.
Yes, exactly. And it's been a while since we've brought you a snack review on this show. You know, we've discussed it before that there's not a lot of unique snacks at Universal, but there are some select snacks that we're crazy about, and one of the best ones you can find all throughout property, in our opinions.
Yes, for sure.
Is at Florian Fortescue's Ice Cream Parlor.
Dare I say one of the best in Orlando?
Oh, absolutely. It's I would say it's up there with in terms of like my favorites, because it's not just plain boring ice cream flavors.
Yeah, it's like good, like different, like unique flavors, but you still have like they're not too far out of the box that somebody who's kind of boring won't feel comfortable getting.
You know, they have like the classic Potter one, the strawberry peanut butter. They've got the butterbeer soft serve.
Yeah, they've got an array of soft serve and array of hard packed. And I know you can do the cup, the waffle cone, or the soft serve, like we said, and then you can get the collector cup too.
No, lots of options. So, and then the interesting ones like the Earl Grey and lavender, the spicy Mexican one, I can't think of the name,
like,
of course.
Chocolate chili.
Yeah, chocolate chili. And just lots of good stuff. So I will admit, I come in here and I get like the same two or three things every single time.
I do too.
So what we both said when we decided to come here and do this, we are going outside the box. We're going to get something we haven't had before. Rhino, don't slip down the stairs.
We're on the top step of the staircase.
It's about to be an exorcist situation, and we don't want that to happen. So our goal is to go down there, get inside, and get an ice cream flavor that we've never had before, and we'll try it for you. And very excited. So let's go. What are you thinking, Rhino?
Well, I normally get salted caramel blondie or the apple crumble, or sometimes I'll rotate it out with strawberry and peanut butter. So today I'm thinking I'd try like the Earl Grey and lavender, because my friend always gets that, and I don't think I've ever tried it. And then the sticky toffee pudding sounds interesting too, because I've almost got that a couple times before.
What did you ultimately decide on, Rhino?
I went with the lavender.
Earl Grey and lavender,
and the sticky toffee pudding. They're both the same color, because if you didn't know this, if you're getting the hard-packed ice cream in the cup or the cone, you can do one scoop of one flavor, one scoop of another flavor. It's $5.49 for in the cup, $5.99 for something. I'll check in a second, but it's just melting so fast. I get it. The Earl Grey and lavender, it's interesting. I don't think I really know what lavender tastes like. I think this is the sticky toffee pudding set. I am leaking everywhere. Okay. It's hard to tell. I don't know if you can see it, but there's like, I like the sticky toffee pudding, because if you can see, there's like little bits of the sticky toffee stuff in there, so it's got that kind of like molasses flavor in there, and I don't know. I'm glad that it's like a vanilla-based ice cream as opposed to like a chocolate-based, that I don't know that sticky toffee pudding is normally chocolate-based or not, or whatever. I could just be, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm going to grab yours from you really quick so you can try yours before it completely melts in your hand, okay?
Once we got in there and I started looking at the menu, I realized
I had basically everything in there. Not a lot of the soft serve, but I'm not a huge soft serve fan. Just not my style. So I think ultimately there's only two things in there that I haven't had. Chocolate and raspberry. I don't usually like mixing chocolate and fruit. And then the clotted cream, which is just creamy. So we'll see how I end up enjoying this. Okay.
Which one was that?
That was the clotted cream. Okay. I wasn't expecting, like, sour cream flavor.
Oh, really?
But that's what it is. Like, it's sour cream. And I kind of like it, actually. You know, I'm one of those weird people. I'll just, when I'm cooking with sour cream, like, I'll just put a whole bunch on a spoon and eat it.
Like in Death Becomes Her, when they just find her eating the sour cream.
I like sour cream. Okay, and the chocolate and raspberry, it's actually majority chocolate, but just a hint of raspberry flavor on there. So it's not off-putting for someone like me who only likes to eat fruit by itself and chocolate by itself, but I'm going to try them
mix
both
them together.
Together.
Yeah.
And it's actually really complex, but the chocolate and the sourness actually blend perfectly with each other.
What's the chocolate? Like milk chocolate, dark chocolate?
Milk chocolate. Milk chocolate for sure. With just that slight hint of raspberry, the cream adds that sourness to it, so sweet and sour in a way. A strange combination, but all the ice creams in the Wizarding World are already strange, so why not run with it? I'm actually enjoying this. We'll see how I finish once it's how I feel once I'm finished with it. But our ice cream's melting. We're gonna get to eating. We'll let you know what we think. Rhino, what were your final thoughts on Florian Fortescue's ice cream parlor? The new things you tried.
So the lavender and cream. Not lavender and cream, Earl Grey and lavender. I get why people like it. I don't think it's my thing, but it feels like a little lighter, it's got that kind of, it's not overpowering, it's got like a zing in its step, I would say. And then I had the sticky toffee pudding I really enjoyed. I think that would be really good combined with my other go-to salted caramel blondie, get a whole bunch of that stickiness going in there. Essentially mine melded into one yellow glob of ice cream, which actually wasn't bad. The two together weren't too bad either. So I feel like I haven't gone wrong by trying a new thing. I don't think any of them is necessarily my favorite, but I'm not afraid to like try a new one again next time.
Yeah, my favorite one standalone, like if I only wanted one flavor, no mixing, is absolutely the Earl Grey and lavender. Just by far. I love that so much. It's light, it's fresh, it's airy, it's refreshing.
I will say all these ice creams are
and
very
refreshing.
Somebody was explaining it to me about how like because they melt so fast because there's not a lot of air in the ice cream or something, or there is a lot of air. I
would say there is a lot of air. That makes it more whipped. It makes it more just almost like faux soft in a way. But today with mine, I really did enjoy the combination that I went with. I much preferred the clotted cream to the raspberry chocolate. I mean, both were really good. But the clotted cream, I actually might add that to my regular lineup anytime I get ice cream here. I think in the two combinations that I really want to try with it, as the train is passing by, I'd really like to do the strawberry and peanut butter with the clotted cream, as well as the chocolate chili with the clotted cream. I feel like they would both go well. I know, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Interesting.
But I don't, I'm
going to have to try it, I guess.
Yeah, try it, and then I think you'll understand what I'm talking about. But, there's really no way you can go wrong at Florian Fortescue's, unless you're picking something that's just, like, completely random that you know you won't like going into
it. If you're like, man, I hate raspberries, but I'm going to try the raspberry, you're like, well, don't get the raspberry.
So that's what we recommend. Rhino, what was the prices though?
So I have it. So it's $5.49 when it's in a cup, and then I believe it is $5.99. Served in a cup, $5.49. Served in a waffle cone is $5.99. And the waffle cones are like super good and delicious. But and then you can get the souvenir glass, which is cute. It looks kind of like a little martini glass, and that's $7.49. And then there's also, they offer like chocolate strawberry peanut butter sundae, which is strawberry peanut butter ice cream with hot fudge, whipped cream, shortbread crumbles, served in that souvenir glass for $8.49. And then you can get mixed in toppings like, there was
sprinkles.
A whole bunch. Yeah, sprinkles, there's like crumbles, there's like toffee pieces, stuff like
your
that.
Standard toppings you'd expect from any ice cream place.
And I want to say those are like 79 cents.
They're 99 cents.
Oh, they're 99
cents. 99 Jeez. Cents, so... That is an
expensive sundae.
Yeah, pretty good annual pass discount, of course, too, if you're one of those. So just really good. Highly recommend it. My favorite snack, I think, in the park completely.
Oh, I would argue that you can't, if you've been to Diagon Alley, like you haven't experienced Diagon Alley, so you've had this ice cream.
Agreed.
It's super good.
I'd rather have it than butterbeer. I'm saying it. So that's it for this review out here. We're going to head back to the studio and wrap up this show. So we'll see you back there.
That was a humdinger of a time. I tell you every single time. I don't know how we up the experience every single time, but we managed to find a way to do that.
Sure do.
Sure do. So thank you so much, Rhino, for the little bit of park time with me as well as chatting away in the studio here. And thank you to everyone out there for listening and watching this. We really do appreciate it. If you need any extra info, of course, DizUnplugged.com, home of the show notes page for this show, all the others in the DizUnplugged podcast network. And also find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and email uopodcast@disunplugged.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, of course, go ahead, leave comments down below. We want to read them. Hit that thumbs up button if you enjoyed it, or if you didn't enjoy it, still hit that thumbs up button anyways. It's fun. Make sure you're subscribed. And if you are listening to this on iTunes, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review us as well. So thank you again once again.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Thank you again once again for everyone out there who's listening to watching this. Watching Jeez this Louise. Along with Rhino. Oh, I've
giggle
been
fits
down.
Are coming again.
I keep breaking down at the end of these shows. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week to start talking about Halloween Horror Nights for the very first time. But until then, remember, we still haven't changed the name.